ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्यां नारां चैवं नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो चायामुदीरयेत्। नास्तापत्रेषु नित्यां भगवत्सेवया भागवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। कृष्णे स्वात्मपाकते धर्मज्ञानपि सह खलु नस्तदिशमेषा पुरुणार्कतु नोदितः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ग्रंथराज सिंह भगवताम की जय। सो आई चूज वर्स फॉर टुडे रामनदेव द्वादशी, auspicious day of Lord Ramanadeva, appearance day, from Srimad Bhagavatam, 18th chapter, text 12. Yatatva purpati vipushanyudhair Yatatva purpati vipushanayudhair Cannot see? That's a little louder, please. Yat tatva purpati vibhushana yadhai. Avyakta chitvyakta matharayatari. Avyakta chit vyaktam atharayatari Babhuvate naiva savamanovatu Babhuvate naiva savamanovatu Sapasho yato timyakatir yatanata Sapasho yato timyakatir yatanata Yatat vabur pati vibhushana yudhai Avyakta chit vyakta matare atari Babhumate naiva savamano vatu Sampashyato divyakati nyatanataha Yat Vich Tat Tat Vapu, transcendental body. Bhati, manifests. Vibhushana, with regular ornaments. Ayudhai, and with weapons. Avyakta, unmanifested. Chit, vyaktam, spiritually manifested. Adharayat, assumed, Hari, the Lord, Babhuva, immediately became, Vamana, dwarf, Vatu, a Brahmana, Brahmachari, Sampashyata, weil both his father and mother were seeing. Divya Gati, whose movements are wonderful. Yata, us. Nataha, a theatrical actor. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Kichai. The Lord appeared in his original form, with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. The word nata is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Similarly, as described in the Brahma Samhita 5:33 and 39, the Lord assumes many thousands of millions of forms, Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusham. He is always present with innumerable incarnations, Brahmadi, Murti, Shukala, Niyamena, Tishtan, Nanavataram, Akaro, Bhuvaneshu, Kintu. Nonetheless, although he appears in various incarnations, they are not different from one another. He is the same person with the same potency, the same eternity, and the same spiritual existence. But he can simultaneously assume various forms. When Vamanadev appeared from the womb of his mother, he appeared in the form of Narayan, with four hands equipped with the necessary symbolic weapons, and then immediately transformed himself into a brahmachari, Vatu. This means that his body is not material. One who thinks that the Supreme Lord assumes a material body is not intelligent. He has to learn more about the Lord's position, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4:9. Janma karma chimedi evamyo veti tatvataha. One has to understand the transcendental appearance of the Lord in his original transcendental body, Satchitananda Vigraha. Yatatvapur bhati vibhushana yadhair avyaktachit vyaktam adhari adhari vabhuvate naiva sabhamano vatu sampashyato divyagatir yata nata. The Lord appeared in his original form with ornaments and weapons in his hands. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of Vamana, a Brahmana dwarf, a brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor. Om Agyati Maranyasa Agananchana Salakyam Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasma Jigurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Katamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Mukam Koroti Vachalam Pankumlam Gayati Garim Yat Kripatam Mahabande Shigurum Dinataranam Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhavevacha Patitanam Parnevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So the Lord appeared on the request of Mother Aditi. She is the mother of Indra, the demigods. Her son, one time more, were in trouble again. And due to their nature, trouble to offend sometimes Guru, or not respecting him sufficiently. Indra and all the sons of Aditi lost the heavenly kingdom, Amara city, the seat of the immortals. They had to leave, they had to hide themselves, because the demons, headed by Maharaj Pali, became very strong. So sometimes we wonder why demons can become more strong than demigod. Yeah, in this case it was like that, because the demons, they didn't offend the guru. They also had guru. They have Brahmana, who was very qualified, from the dynasty of Bhrigu Muni. His name, Shukracharya, is very famous. Krishna also tells in the Gita that Shukracharya represents his power of the knowledge. So he was very knowledgeable and very good in performing sacrifices, because that's the Brahmana's activities, to engage in sacrifices. They know how to chant mantras properly, and they know how to give blessings to their followers. So Shukracharya, he gave all blessings to Bali. So Bali and all the demons, all his servants, they all became very powerful. And the demigods, because of offense, they became more and more weak. So therefore, that's why the demons could conquer heavenly planets in that time. Many times they attempt, but not always they succeed. But in that time they succeed. They succeeded. They could conquer all the three worlds. So Bali Maharaj, he became the king of all the three worlds. And of course for Mother Aditi, this is very, very painful. Because she is the mother, she feels the suffering of her sons. So she was very much troubled, she was in great anxiety. And she approached her husband, Kashyap Muni, asking him, you know, what to do. Kashyap Muni was a very good Brahmana, very pious person, very good person. So he recommended her. He heard from the scriptures that a woman who wants to have a son, like the Lord, because you need a son like the Lord, who incarnates so that he will come and will help your sons again to come to their position. So, but for that you need to follow some vrata. Some vrata for 1 month, very strictly, without deviation. And in this way you will get the blessing in the end, that the Lord will, who is very difficult to attract, he will come to, he will decide to become your son. So this vrata was called, known as Payavrata. So in the end, she very successfully concluded this vrata without deviation, without failure. And in this way, she got the opportunity to receive the Supreme Lord as her son. So Vamanadev appeared through Kashyapa Muni's pure mind and personality in her womb. Because the Lord's transcendental, the Lord's appearance is transcendental. And the devotees who have the fortune to receive the Lord as son also must be on the same category, transcendental. Well, the Lord will not become the son of an ordinary person. So that person has to be completely pure, Vishuddha Sattva. Otherwise, not possible that to receive the Lord. Also for a devotee who wants to be Krishna conscious and attract Krishna in his mind or heart, that we are able to perceive the Lord or understand the Lord, we have to attain the platform or level of Vishuddha Sattva. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaptitam, Lord Shiva was teaching, telling to his wife, no, actually to the Prachetas. So that only if somebody is in transcendental goodness, that's the platform to understand and realize Vasudev, Krishna. Therefore also Krishna's father is known as Vasudev, because he was completely pure. He attracted the Lord with his wife together, Devaki, who were in the same category as the Lord himself. As the Lord appears in the material world in different forms, for different pastimes, leelas, also his devotees come with him and facilitate him becoming his father, mother, teacher, guru, sons, followers, they all come, friends and close associates, they all come with him in all the spheres. They can expand themselves in so many different forms, according to Brihabhagavatamrita. The Lord can expand himself in unlimited form, ananta rupa. And similarly, his devotees can also expand themselves in so many different forms. In the Goloka, in the Vaikuntas, and in the material world, to go with the Lord and assisting him in his unlimited leelas, in his pastimes. So this time, as the fifth incarnation in the list of Dashavatar Stotram by Jayadeva Goswami, Vamanadeva appeared, means the Lord Vishnu Krishna appeared as a dwarf or a vatu. Vatu means a small brahmachari. A small brahmachari is very attractive. It's very effulgent, especially if the Lord comes. So Vamanadeva represents the beauty of the Lord. Lord is Bhagavan. And all opulences are in Bhagavan, in Vishnu. But in some leelas, some of the opulences of Bhagavan become especially or predominantly manifested. And in Vamanadeva avatar, it is most prominent his attraction of his beauty, his cleverness, his charm. So that was very special in Vamanadeva. Otherwise, he revealed this mood to attract Bali. Bali Maharaj was a king of the demons. But he was actually, in one sense, a very great soul. Like many demons, they are very surrendered to Brahmanas. So Bali Maharaj was also very much surrendered to the Brahmanas. And therefore the Lord knew that, and therefore he appeared in the form of a Brahmana, that means Brahmachari, a young, very young Brahmana. And that is stated here in the next verses. After everyone saw how the Lord appeared, first from forearm form with all the weapons of chakra, lotus, all the symbols, gada, and so on. They saw how the Lord assumed the form of a small brahmachari boy. So when the great sages saw the Lord as the brahmachari Vamana, they were certainly very pleased. Thus they placed before them Kashyap Muni, the Prajapati, and performed all the ritualistic ceremonies such as the birthday ceremony. Of course, this all happened because in the spiritual manifestation, if the Lord manifests, he's immediately ready for all these ceremonies. Ordinary child has to wait for a certain time when all this name-giving and brahmana thread and initiation and all that. But for the Lord, this can be done in the same day because he immediately manifests in his original form because his body is not material, it's spiritual, Satchitananda Vigraha. So, at the sacred thread ceremony of Vamanadeva, the sun god, Surya personally uttered the Gayatri Mantra into the ear of Vamanadev. Brihaspati offered the sacred thread and Kashyap Muni offered a straw belt. Mother Earth gave him a deer skin to cover his body. And the demigod of the moon, who is the king of the forest, gave him a Brahma Danda. Means a brahmachari rod or stick. His mother Aditi gave him a cloth for underwear, and the deity presiding over the heavenly kingdom offered him an umbrella. O king, Lord Brahma offered a water pot, Kamandalu, to the inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seven sages offered him kusha grass, and Mother Sarasvati gave him a string of Rudraksha beads to chant. Vamanadeva had thus been given the sacred thread. Kuvera, the king of the Yakshas, gave him a pot for begging alms, and Mother Bhagavati, the wife of Lord Shiva, a most chaste mother of the entire universe, gave him his first alms. Having thus been welcomed by everyone, Lord Vamanadev, the best of the brahmacharis, exhibited his Brahman effulgence. Thus he surpassed in beauty that entire assembly, which was filled with great saintly brahmanas. So everyone was very much amazed because of these tejas, brahma tejas of this brahmachari boy. He was so effulgent. So he didn't waste time long, so he left that place and went to the house or to the palace of Bali, because he knew that there was a sacrifice going on, Ashwamedha sacrifice. So when the Lord heard that Bali Maharaj was performing Ashwamedha sacrifices under the patronage of Brahmanas belonging to the Bhrigu dynasty, the Supreme Lord, who is full in every respect, proceeded there to show his mercy to Bali Maharaj. By his weight, because his foot, although it's very small, is very heavy, he pushed down the earth with every step. That means Vishnu, if he is small or if he is big, same power. So that means he only assumes these eternal forms to attract a certain mood or perform a certain mission and attract a certain mood in a devotee's heart. While engaged in performing the sacrifice in the field known as Bhrigukacha, on the northern bank of the Narmada River, the Brahminical priest, the descendants of Bhrigu, saw Vamanadeva to be like the sun rising nearby. So they all speculated, who he is? Is he Sanakumar? Is he a sun god, Agni, who comes because they have sacrificed, so he will come to bless them? And Bali Maharaj, with all his followers, immediately greeted him, the brahmanas, offered them rice from the seed, because when a very important person appears, very respectable person, one has to rise from the seed, offer obeisances, so that they all did. Then they do achman, sambucha, food wash, argya, like that. So what the pucharis are also doing with the deity. So the same thing one does to receive the Lord, receiving him, svagatam, svagatam, susvagatam, please welcome, and offering him a seat, idam asanam, and then offering him archman and argyam, like that. So that's the procedure since time immemorial to receive the Lord and worship the Lord. So Bali Maharaj, she was very happy to receive this brahmachari boy in during his auspicious yagya sacrifice. So he greeted him, he welcomed him, and he was ready to give him some gift. Because when a brahmachari comes, or a brahmana, the householder has to offer him something, some gift, some dana. So he asked, you would like to have some cows, some gold, some land, elephant, or a nice brahmana girl to marry. So he offered him different things. He was he considered himself king of all the three worlds, so he had everything in his possession. He thought, I can offer him even a whole dvipa, like whole jumbo dvipa, I can offer to you if you like, to please. Because a king, he knows, nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to the brahmanas. So if I give it to the brahmanas, then my whole land, Jambudvip and all the three worlds, everything will be blessed. So he was ready to offer him everything. But the brahmachari told him, dear king, I only need three steps of land according to my footstep, according to my size of food. So the king, he was looking at him and was shaking his head, and he thought, you know, what is that? I can offer you a whole dvipa, I can give you so many things. Why only three steps? You will not be satisfied with it. You cannot live with it on three steps land. And then Lord Vamanadev, as a brahmachari, he explained to the king that a brahmachari or a brahmana has to be satisfied. You should not be greedy to get more and more and more. So he said the principle that a devotee or a brahmachari, brahmana, he should not be greedy for material possessions, for land, lot of cows, a lot of gold or money. No, because then he will lose his brahminical power. Because a brahmana is based or founded on tapasya. Tapasya. So Vamanadev, he insisted, I don't need more than three steps of land according to my size of food. And then the king said, okay, so be it. He took water pot to sprinkle water, to bless it, you know. But then his guru immediately interfered. Because his guru, he had a transcendental vision of seeing things, what they are, and he understood, oh, here is a trick avatar. Avanadev is a tricky avatar. So he actually called his Vishnu coming in disguise as a brahmachari, dwarf, as a small boy, just to take everything from you, king. So you should not do that. In case you think you already promised and you sprinkled water, so there is evidence from scriptures. As long as one doesn't chant Omkara, that means Om, when one gives the gift, when one offers the gift, then you still can take it back. There's no sin for that. So therefore, whenever a devotee actually, for a person, gives a gift, he should not be proud to give the gift. He should just chant Om or Hare Krishna or Radhe Radhe here in Vrindavan. Don't say thank you. Don't ask for something. Just say the holy name. And then that's witness. That's proof that the gift and the thing is proper. So you can still refuse. Papali Maharaj, he was a very trustworthy person. He was in Dharma, fixed in Dharma, in truthfulness. He told, no, I already gave this land to him now. And even if he's the Lord himself, in case he has to disguise himself and come as a brahmachari, is dependent on my gift or my offering, then let it be so. I will not refuse. So and he rejected the instruction or advice of his Guru Maharaj. Therefore his Guru became very upset, displeased with him, and he cursed him that you will be bereft of all good fortune, of all your opulences. But as the story will show, he received a greater opulence by surrendering everything to Krishna, to Vamanadev, Atmanivedanam. He received the pure devotional service and the personal punishment of the Lord. That is as good as a blessing. So the Lord, he took in possession all the three worlds, because he's the universal form. He manifested the entire universal form. He became unlimitedly big and also expanded himself. And everyone could see the whole universe is already in the Lord's body. So with one step, he take all the three worlds, and then another step, he pierced through the universal hole, universal shell. There are 8 shells, 8 layers, each one 10 times as thick as the one before. And with his powerful toe, left leg and toe, he pierced a hole in that universal shell. And then from the causal ocean, the water dripped out. And that washed the feet of the Lord. Vishnupad. Therefore Ganga. Ganga became manifested. She is known as Vishnupadi. In the 5th canto. In the 5th canto, Ganga Devi is described. Here, 5th canto, 1st chapter, text 35. Since the Supreme Lord is all powerful, he can do things that seem wonderful for a common man. Similarly, a devotee who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord can also do wonderful things, unimaginable to a common man, by the grace of the dust of those lotus feet. Now this is not this verse, what I mean. There's another prayer. I cannot find how, sorry. But anyway, it's described that that this river is known as Vishnupadi and purifies all the three worlds by her coming down to the world. And even Shiva receives her and becomes purified. So Jayadev Goswami is singing Jalayasi Vikramane Balim Adbhuta Vamana Pada Naka Nira Janita Chana Bhavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. All glories to Lord Keshava, who assumed the form of a dwarf. O Lord of the universe, who take away everything inauspicious for the devotees, O wonderful Vamanadev, you tricks the great demon Pali Maharaj by your steps. The water that touched the nails of your lotus feet when you pierced through the covering of the universe purifies all living entities in the form of the river Ganga. Naivam vidha purusha kara urukramasya pumsham tadangri rachasa chitta satgunanam chitram vidura vigata sakrit adadita yanamadheyam adhunasa chahati bandham. My dear king, a devotee who has taken shelter of the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord can transcend the influence of the six material waves, namely hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age and death. And he can conquer the mind and five senses. However, this is not very wonderful for a pure devotee of the Lord, because even a person beyond the jurisdiction of the four castes, in other words, an untouchable, is immediately relieved of bondage of material existence if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once. So in one way or another, if one comes in contact with the Lord by his feet, touching his feet, or meditating about his feet, seeing his feet, lotus feet, or by chanting the holy name, or engaging in any form of the ninefold process of devotional service, one becomes purified, even although one is very low class. So Pali Maharaj, he became so blessed, although he was a demon, he was born in Asura dynasty. So he became a Mahajan, a very great elevated devotee of the Lord, who represents, who is glorified as somebody who fully surrendered to the Lord and whose life became perfected by Atmanivedanam. So by Sharanagati, full surrender, despite of consequences. Yet no fear of the punishment of the Lord, or that he will lose everything. His Brahmana Guru, he was afraid. But Pali Maharaj, he was not afraid. Because he understood, if I can please the Lord, and even if he punishes me or takes everything away from me, tatenu kampam su samiksha mano punchane vatma kritam vipakam ritvakva bubir vidadam namaste chivete yamukti pade sadayapak. So that verse, famous verse from Lord Brahma, proves that a devotee sees Krishna's mercy, even punishment, difficulties in his life, and he's still going on to serve the Lord with body, mind and word, faithfully, dedicating his whole life in the service of the Lord. Then liberation will become his rightful claim. Of course, Bali Maharaj, he didn't went immediately to the spiritual world because he was a Mahachan, 12th great authority of this universe. They still remain in the universe to purify it by their presence. So although the Lord punished him, he bound him up with the rope of Varuna and forced him down to Sutala Loka. The Lord was so merciful that he became his gatekeeper. So then the day when Ravana came on his conquering tour of the three worlds, so he also came to Sutala Loka, to the palace of Bali. But Vamanadeva was there. And with the same food that he pierced the universe, he gave him a kick, and he transformed him many thousands of kilometers away to another region. So Vamanadeva is Trivikrama, another name for Lord Vamanadeva is Trivikrama. So he has three mighty steps, or Urukrama, very amazing, very powerful, very ferocious steps. Uru means very heavy steps. So with these steps he can destroy the universe, he can give shelter to the universe, and he can also give shelter to the devotees, so that they were engaged in his loving devotion, with love and devotion. So, and then the Lord ultimately gives himself to such a devotee. So I will stop here with the Vamanadeva story, because I heard this also Jiva Goswami appearance day. So I will tell a few words about Srila Jiva Goswami. He is one of the six Goswamis, Vande Rupa Sanatana Ragoigo Si Jiva Gopala Go. So one time, it was in Radha Damodar. It was his disappearance day. I didn't know. I didn't know that it was disappearance day. I actually only went there with a few devotees to get some darshan. And then there are five brothers there, you know, who are now in charge for the temple. Five Goswamis. And one of them, I did parikrama around four times, as usual, we go around. So I saw there were many people. I was amazed what's going on. Many pandits, Sanskrit scholars, from different kinds of personalities, devotees were there. So one of the Goswami, he somehow or other knew me. I came there a few times, but he knew me, although we never personally met before. So he approached me if I also would like to tell something. And so I thought, I'm very insignificant, you know. There are so many scholars here, all from the Jiva Goswami Sanskrit scholars, you know. Sandharvas, you know, and everyone glorified him, you know. And in Hindi. But there was also translation simultan. So I thought, yeah, okay, if you ask me, I can try. So when I came on the row, I told them, I took humble position. I thought, I'm very sorry, I'm not educated, I'm not Sanskrit scholar. I actually don't know Jiva Goswami so much. Frankly saying, I actually never read a book about him. Only little I read, maybe from Tattva Sandharva, but many books that he wrote. He wrote about 25 books. And I had to tell them, I'm very sorry, I cannot quote from these books. Only thing what I know about Jiva Goswami is because of my spiritual master, Prabhupada, because he quoted him a lot in his commentaries, in his purports, Bhaktivedanta purports. And I understood that he is the greatest philosopher and greatest scholar in the Vaishnava lines, and even all over the world. And that he came here to Vrindavan and became engaged in the service of Rupa Goswami. He came here in Vrindavan in young age. And he was accepted as Rupa Goswami, by Rupa Goswami. Actually, he first took shelter by Sanatana Goswami, because he's elder. But Sanatana Goswami very humbly said, "Please, better you take initiation from Rupa Goswami." So Jiva Goswami became the disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami. He was a very young man at that time. Maybe 20 years old when he came. He was a younger nephew of Rupa and Sanatana. He was the son of Anupam, also known as Vallabha. And so anyway, I told them that this place is very important for us, this Radha Damodar, because Rupa Goswami was here, or is here eternally. Jiva Goswami, all the great Goswamis are situated here. Srila Prabhupada told us the Radha Damodar temple is the center of the spiritual world. Prabhupada, he made his headquarters in that time there, from 1961 to 65, until he came to America. And he wrote commentaries to Srimad Bhagavatam, always looking out of the window to Rupa Goswami. And every day taking darshan of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and the merciful deities there, Radha Damodar, that they empower him to write commentary, and that he could go to the West for preaching. So anyway, I told them that's the only thing what I know about Jiva Goswami. Somehow or other, this Maharaj, this Goswami, he was happy. He said, I don't know if the audience was happy, because they were all looking very... Anyway, no problem. So, I also want to tell a little about early life of Jiva Goswami. He was born in the Ramakeli, because that was the capital at that time in West Bengal. And Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they were in the service of the Nawab Hussain Shah, and also their brother, Anupam. So, Jiva Goswami appeared around, anyway, there are different opinions, between 1511 and 1513. So that was the time when he appeared. When Rupa and Sarada Goswami left their home there after meeting Lord Chaitanya in Ramakeli. So soon after that they left their occupations and their home and they went to Vrindavan, establishing under the guidelines of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the holy places there, finding deities and writing books, transcendental literatures. Anupam, he died early in his South India somewhere. He left his body there. And therefore Jiva Goswami, who was very young, he had no father. He only grew up with mother. And he had no attraction for playing any games. So some say he made his own Krishna Balaram deities, some say he received the Krishna Balaram deities. And he was only playing with them, worshipping them, speaking with them, offering food to them, offering prayers to them, always with great bhav, with great love and devotion, with tears in his eyes. He even was sleeping with them. You should not imitate that. So he was a small boy. He was even sleeping with its deities, with Krishna Balaram. So then, when the time came, he had a dream of Gornitai, and then he got an inspiration that he has to go to Vrindavan. But before to go to Vrindavan, he went to Mayapur, to Navadvip. So he came to Navadvip. He was a young man, 17 years old. So he came to Navadvip. So Nityananda Prabhu, who was still alive in that time, he especially came there from Kardaha, staying in Srivas Thakur's house. So that was the meeting place of Nityananda Prabhu. Jiva Goswami met Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu showed Jiva Goswami the whole Navadvip parikrama. That was actually the first parikrama performed by Nityananda Prabhu with Jiva Goswami. But nowadays the devotees do in the Navadvip Dham parikrama, mandala parikrama. The origin comes from Nityananda Prabhu. So Jiva Goswami became so much reminded about Lord Chaitanya, overwhelmed by ecstasy, whatever pastime places they visited. So after that parikrama, he considered, now I would like to go to Jagannath Puri to also get some visiting all the pastime places there. But Nityananda Prabhu advised him, no, don't go to Jagannath Puri, because your family, Sanatana and Rupa, their Prabhu Datta Desh, is in Vrindavan. And therefore you should go to Vrindavan. That's your family is there, and you should do service assisting them in their mission. And before you go there, you should go to stop in Benares and study Vedanta Sutra from Madhusudana Achaspati. He was a disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So after some time, after he stayed there a few years, so he studied Vedanta Sutras. And became very equipped with his knowledge, so he came to Vrindavan and took shelter by Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, who received him very happily, and they engaged him in the service of Rupa Goswami for preparing, leaves for writing the books and to edit these books. So Jiva Goswami, he did that service very nicely, and after Rupa Goswami's and Sanatana Goswami's disappearance, he became next Acharya for all the Bengali Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, in Bengal, in Orissa, in Assam, everywhere where Bengali Vaishnavas were. Jiva Goswami became the main Acharya. And he himself, he started to write many books, editing or making commentary to Rupa Goswami's books. And the most famous books that he wrote is the Sandarbhas, Sat Sandarbhas, Six Sandarbhas, beginning with Tattva Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha and Priti Sandarbha. Then he also wrote a step-by-step commentary on the Bhagavatam known as Krama Sandarbha. And he also wrote a very beautiful book about Krishna's Leela, all the Leelas, Gopal Champu. And then he wrote a very beautiful book, poetry, about the Leelas of Krishna. This book is called, it's only a small book, it's called Gopal Virudavali. Gopal Virudavali. And he also wrote a Sanskrit grammar book, who became very popular, where how one can learn Sanskrit by on the basis of the different holy names of the Lord. This was actually started by Lord Chaitanya, and Jiva Goswami adopted that and applied it and made a book out of it, so that everyone can learn on the basis of that book the Sanskrit grammar. So today we are very thankful to Jiva Goswami and for his work, and because he inspired all the future Vaishnavas, gave brilliant explanations of Shastra, because he had so much deep knowledge of the Shastra, so that all the previous Acharyas or future Acharyas got so much information from him and quoting him all the time in their books. Because without having authority of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all the previous Acharyas who were all representing Lord Chaitanya, one is not considered an authorized preacher or writer of transcendental literature. Therefore, when Srinivas Acharya, who was one of Shiksha disciples of Jiva Goswami, and Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Prabhu. So they had to bring the books of the Goswamis to Bengal on the request of Janava Devi. But on the way, these books became stolen. Became kidnapped. And it was Srinivas Acharya who found these books and got them back. Actually, these books were stolen by King Virahambir. He was a dacoit king. And this king, he had a Bhagavata reciter. in the palace, who every day recite the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when Srinivasacharya came to meet that Bhagavatam class to find out about the lost books, he was attending in that class. But in that class, there was so much speculation going on, so much not proper authority. So Srinivasacharya asked him in the end, you know, what is actually your authority to speak about 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and about all these intimate stories of Bhagavatam without the authority of Rupa Sanatana, Jiva Goswami, and the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, and also Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. This scholar, he didn't know about them all. He didn't know about Lord Chaitanya. He didn't know Rupa, Sanatana, Jiva. So this scholar just became angry, and he challenged Srinivas. If you speak Bhagavatam better than me, then you can speak. Then Srinivasacharya humbly started to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam, because he was very expert in Bhagavatam, explaining Srimad Bhagavatam. So many intimate sections of Bhagavatam, he very nicely could analyze and understand. Even Jiva Goswami was impressed because of the wonderful explanations of Srinivasacharya. So he blessed him. He became a very powerful preacher and could influence his whole kingdom of King Virahambir. So they all became devotees, his followers, and he engaged them all in Sankirtan mission, in printing. In that time there was no PPT, so they printed these books of the Goswamis, these manuscripts that he got back from the king. And he engaged the king in helping him in printing these books, in copying them by hand, and distributing them all over Bengal. And so that's how the book distribution mission started in that place, Bada Vishnupur, King Virahambir's place. His Samadhi is in Radha Damodar temple, behind there, in the Samadhi place, in the back, next on the side, right side of Jiva Goswami, is Virahambir Samadhi. It's a couple like that. So if next time you can see it. So he was a Dakhoi king, but later on he became very devoted to Srinivasacharya and accepted shelter of him and helped him to distribute the Goswami literatures of Rupa Sanatana and Jiva Goswami. So, Hare Krishna. Any question maybe? Hare Krishna, glorious Prabhupada. Sri Vamadeva's appearance day, ki. Sri Jiva Goswami appearance day, ki. Sri Prabhupada, ki. Nittai Gaur Parivanandi, Hari Hari.